I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Mark Hamery. He's the president of the Marquette Area Blues Society, and they're presenting the 13th annual Marquette Area Blues Fest Labor Day weekend in downtown Marquette. Mark gave us some details on what's happening that weekend and how you can get involved.
Friday, September 2nd, which is Labor Day weekend. Friday night is a free show, bringing in Trey and the Blue Knights, featuring Lady Cat with some Chicago Boogie Blues, and then J.W. Jones out of Canada. And we like to bring in, this year's no exception, we like to bring in a high-energy act for Friday night, get folks going. And then Saturday and Sunday is a ticketed event, and we've got all kinds of stuff going on both those days. Music starts, the gates open at noon, music starts at 1, we run till about 10 o'clock each night. Saturday and Sunday, so lots to pick from.
It's turning into kind of a destination location or destination event for people, as it runs every Labor Day weekend in Matson Park in Marquette, and this year is really no different because a lot of folks have stepped up, including some businesses that are really helping this year.
Oh yeah, we've got our Friday night sponsors, Honor Credit Union and the Ordoc Brewery in Marquette, both stepped up big and that. Like I said, allows us to bring in some top-notch entertainment and provide it for free on Friday night.
Now tell us a little bit about who's going to be playing. I know it's always a mix of locals and regionals and national acts. What's on the bill?
We do there's something for everybody. So along with a Friday night, on Saturday we're starting off with Reverend Robert, who's a slide guitar guy, local band Sons of Legend, the Chris Canis Band out of Detroit, Detroit Blues Society winners, I think 3 or 4 times, the Ghost Town Blues Band, kind of some Memphis Horns blues, and then we finish up Saturday night with a return act, and we were lucky to get this guy at just the right time, Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots. And as most people know, in the Blues Music Awards were just held, and Victor Wainwright won the two biggest awards, the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award, and his band won Best Band of the Year Award. So, again, we're lucky to have him. And if you didn't see him last time, I strongly encourage you to check him out. The guy can play the keyboards.
And there's even more because there's another full day of it. Who's on the docket then?
Right. Then coming back on Sunday, we've got Brian Keith Wallen, kind of a one-man foot-stomping band. The Flatbroke Blues Band, Marquette Legends, of course. They'll also be doing the Blues Day Tuesday to lead things off. Hank Mowry and the Hawk Tones out of Grand Rapids area. The Kinsey Report out of Gary, Indiana. Those guys have been around forever. And then we finish up Sunday night and the festival with Samantha Fish, and she's been on our radar for quite some time now, and every year we do a little survey, and her name always comes in as one of the acts they'd like to see, and we were lucky enough to get her this year.
We're talking with Mark Hamery. He's the president of the Marquette Area Blues Society. Blues Fest coming up Labor Day weekend in downtown Marquette, and opportunities for folks to not only come and listen to music, but there's great vendors and workshops and all of that as well.
Oh yeah, we've got food, beer, we've got vendors, we've got workshops both Saturday and Sunday. Those are free for anyone to attend. So yeah, there's something for everybody.
Blues Fest coming up Labor Day weekend in Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. And Mark, folks have an opportunity to get involved actually behind the scenes and in many different places by volunteering.
Yes, like any other event of this size, volunteers are what makes it go, and we're looking for volunteers for anything from Thursday setup to Monday breakdown, and I tell people it's a great way to not only get your ticket money back, but while you're doing it, you get to watch some world-class music.
How does it work? I mean, if somebody wants to sign up, I mean, you can do a couple of shifts, one shift, whatever works for you. How can folks, what can they do?
Well, if you work one shift, you get a groovy Marquette Blues Fest t-shirt. It's one of a kind. And if you work two shifts, you get a t-shirt and you get your ticket money refunded. So the easiest way to sign up is just go to our website, which is www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com, and click on the volunteer link. And the earlier you do it, the more likely you are to get the shift that you want. So you just go in and sign up for whatever shifts you want, and you'll get a reminder shortly before the festival to show up on time and go from there. It's easy as that.
Yeah, and there's like all kinds of different things that you can do too.
Right, we've got everything from, you know, pouring beer from security to standing at the gate, information, tickets, you know, just about anything, yeah. Picking up garbage.
Yeah, all those things that make it happen. And, you know, I think a tip of the hat to all the volunteers that have helped out and all of the service groups and everybody that steps up to help out with it. But it is a great opportunity. You do a couple of shifts over the course of really 4 days.
Right.
And you can get the entire weekend for free, so it's a pretty good deal. Also, I know that you wanted to mention that for any students or younger people that are in the area, there's a special deal for tickets.
Right. Not only do we have the free show on Friday, which is a great opportunity to come on down and check it out, see what it's all about, but day passes during the weekend for Saturday and Sunday for anyone 15 to 23 with an ID is only $10. So, I mean, that's for, you know, 10 hours, 12 hours of blues. You just can't beat it. And we've got some great acts that I think the young folks would really, really like this year.
Give us the details one more time, when and where and how folks can find out more.
Well, it's the 13th annual, which means we're all 13 years older now. The 13th annual Market Area Blues Fest, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It'll be at the Matson Lower Harbor Park. And for more information on anything from volunteering to ticket prices to ticket locations, go to our website, www.marquettearabluessociety.com.
That's the comments of Marquette Area Blues Society President Mark Hamery. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.